Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And if you have any questions, please feel free to send them. And my producer will make a point of finding a pastor who will be here to answer your questions. And if they are Bible-based questions, pastors, Seventh-day Adventist pastors, are more than willing and able and trusted, trained and ready to give you the questions you want. Send those questions, and my producer will find you a minister that is going to do just that. And like I said, today is no different. The pastor is here to help us navigate our way through today's question. Let's get into it. Pastor Brighton Manyepa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Manyepa, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you this afternoon?
Well, thank you very much,
yes,
Pastor.
Yes, I can hear you.
Lovely, lovely. Why do churches split so easily over doctrine?
Hey, that's a fundamental question and a serious one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Should I say the main cause is sin? It's because of sin and the rebelliousness. The rebelliousness which was caused by the devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Explain. Go ahead. I'm listening, Pastor. I need you to explain what you mean by that. That's a very broad statement to say it's sin and rebelliousness, and yet we're talking about the split of churches over doctrine. Just unpack your answer for me, kindly.
Yes. Thank you. I had given this broad term so that we see the root cause. You know, but in all honestness, it is the devil who mysteriously fell from heaven, who mysteriously fell from the truth, and rebelled against God. It's a mystery how that happened, but when sin got into him, he rebelled against God. And that rebelliousness was also adopted, or was taken in by human beings, through Adam and Eve. By not listening to God's instructions, they actually sided with the devil. So because of that, sin got in. And that rebelliousness, multiplied into many facets of our lives, even coming to how we interpret the Bible. We interpret the Bible sometimes according to some presupposition, to our presuppositions, our ways of how we should hear it speak to us.
Right.
Not the other way around, whereby we should hear God speaking to us.
But I need you to clarify, Pastor, how churches fit into this great controversy. How do people on earth who are members of the Christian church, these are not people who are Satan worshippers, these are Christians, but we have split. Why do churches split? We read the same Bible. We claim to follow the same Christ. We claim to be inspired by the same Holy Spirit. We claim to be baptized in the baptism of John and Christ. We claim to be following the same will of God. But we are divided. We are in denominational sects. Why?
There are two reasons to that. The first one is sincere. People do it out of sincerity, and whereby they feel like they have found the truth and they want to follow that truth.
Yeah.
Sincerely. Yes. So people kind of move from, the fundamentals, or from the known truth, to the truth they would have found.
Mm.
So there is that sincere movement from a certain held position to a new position they would have found, Then there is another one, which is not sincere, which is cunning, whereby people cunningly decide to get lost, cunningly. Yeah, so you know, we need to maybe see clearly what are we talking about. Are we talking about people moving sincerely or cunningly?
Yeah.
We need to distinguish that.
Mm. So is it possible that perhaps we could be talking about two different people here? Because Christ's prayer was very clear. I pray that they may be one. We go on to see in the New Testament, Paul saying there is only one church, one Christ, one baptism, one faith. Why do we have many?
Right. It is because of the deceitfulness of the devil. You know, the same Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, should be chapter 4. It should be chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Do you have a Bible close by?
Yes, I can find you. Do you want me to read it for you, Pastor?
Yes, please.
All right. Where would you like me to read?
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
All right. Which verse would you like me to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Pastor?
Can you read from verse 1 to verse 3?
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. That's verse 1 to verse 3, Pastor.
Ah, that's the verse. So you hear Paul here actually giving us some, you know, if we dissect this verse, it's talking about there is a certain group which is so cunning, dishonest, and they are so crafty in handling the word of God, you know. So there are those who deliberately make people lose salvation or lose the truth. There are those who cunningly, who are cunningly dishonest, you know.
Yeah.
And secondly, to those who are sincere, this word of God, sometimes this truth is hidden, it's veiled. You know, it's not as plain as we may see. It needs us to be humble and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in the truth. So if we are not humble, if we do not submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we will be shut from this truth. We will be in the path of those who are perishing.
Yeah.
You know, so this word is not as clear as we may see it. Or as we may perceive it, it's hidden to those who are perishing, in the sense that they decide, or some of them are not earnest in choosing to submit to the truth.
Yeah. So who exactly has this truth? Because all of these divisions, these different splits, all claim to have discovered the truth. Who then has the actual truth if they all claim to have the truth?
Yeah, that's a serious question. That's a serious question, because I will be biased to say we have the truth because I believe in it. I believe in what I'm, in the beliefs that I'm holding on to right now.
Yeah.
So I may be biased to say we have the truth, but the truth is in the word of God. If we go into the word of God and be earnest and be sincere to study the word of God and be humble, you know, and not try to hold on to tradition or hold on to people, but to seek God earnestly, He's willing to reveal Himself to us and to reveal His truth to us.
Right. All right. So as we try to help whoever is listening, particularly the one who sent this question, how do we help them to find the true church? Because they cannot all be true churches. Which one has the truth? Because we have over 30,000 denominations in this world, all reading the same Bible, all claiming to be the truth. Tell and teach the person who sent this question how they are going to find the one that has the truth and the correct doctrine.
The Bible itself says test all the spirits. We have to test. We have to have that gift of actually examining everything. So, our people have been taught to receive the truth from the so-claimed men of God or from us as pastors, but they are not willing to be like the Bereans, who, after having studied or having listened to sermons, they'll go and do an in-depth study on their own. So, being a Christian, we are not called to be lazy or to be spoon-fed this truth, because there are people who are cunning. The devil is there as well. The devil studies the Bible as well, So, in as much as we may all study this Bible, remember when Jesus was being tempted by the devil. The devil was actually quoting from the Bible. So the devil also studies the Bible and interprets the Bible as he desires or as he wishes. But we study the Bible to hear God speaking to us. So, as I had alluded to earlier on, to say, when we go to study the Bible, we have what we call presuppositions. We have positions that we hold, but we need to remove those positions, do away with those previously held positions, and look for God and search God earnestly. So you realize that, for instance, the Sabbath truth is just plain in the Bible. There is nowhere in the Bible where we were told to worship on another day, which is not the seventh day Sabbath. The baptismal truth, when we go to Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, which actually claims that we have one God, we have one Bible, one belief, and one baptism. But the same people who read the same Bible, have different ways of baptisms. Yet there is only one baptism in the Bible. So you realize that people are not serious in studying the Word of God. People really have this, innate desire to rebel in us, which we should fight. Which we should fight. First Corinthians chapter 2 says, the natural thing that a human being does is to rebel against God. That's our nature, rebelliousness. It's our nature. If we are not careful with our nature, it leads us to rebel against God. We just look for those verses which makes us free from God, and not being submissive to God. There is that excitement that when I start preaching today about not returning a faithful tithe, I get popular. When I start preaching today about not keeping the commandments of God, I become popular. When I preach today about Jesus not coming soon and try to prove it with the word of God, I become popular. Why? Because people wish or desire to rebel against God. That's natural.
So I'm noticing that you have highlighted doctrines, and the question here that we're dealing with today is exactly about that there are people who have highlighted different doctrines, and I don't know how we are going to select which one is superior to the other. The Sabbath baptism and all the doctrines you mentioned are selected doctrines that are also cause of much division. And that's why I suspect the inquirer asked the question, why do churches split so easily over doctrine? Shouldn't there be one doctrine, a Bible-based doctrine?
Most definitely, my brother, and to all the listeners under the influence of my voice, let's go back to the Bible and be humble. So let's submit ourselves to the word of God. Let's, you know, there is a danger. What the theologians now are doing, it's so dangerous, you know. Many people should not be theologians, if I'm to say, because theologians go, you know, to those ends of testing the word of God, you know, to prove the word of God, that, you know, it may be lost somewhere, there may be wrongs somewhere. But I want us to be simple people, you know, just simple. Make sure that what you read in Genesis is in connection or in tandem with what we read in Matthew. The Bible does not contradict itself. The Bible, actually, the Old Testament is the foundation of this New Testament that we see. Actually, the Bible that Jesus read was the Old Testament. But today you hear people saying the Old Testament is done, it's no longer in use. Yet that was the Bible that Jesus used to teach from, you see. So there are people who are trying to remove us from the Old Testament. Yet the Old Testament, if I'm to give an illustration, it's like a nut. And it's like groundnuts. And the New Testament, it's like peanut butter. It's the end product of the New Testament. So you cannot separate the Old Testament from the New Testament. If it's a house, the Old Testament is the foundation. And the New Testament is the building and the roof. So you cannot take the house, the building and the roof, and put it on its own without the foundation. You want to have a house. So, you know, there are people who are cunning when it comes to studying the word of God. And they want to actually, you know, make it of no value.
All right, Pastor, thank you very much. I really appreciate you and your insights. We have one more day tomorrow to learn from you. Looking forward to that. May God bless you, and may your ministry be blessed as well. Mfundis, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. I also wanted to end by, you know, quoting Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. That which is revealed is for us and our children and generations to come. But those hidden things are for God. So to my listeners, my friends, let's seek the truth. And the truth is plain before us. And the truth will set us free. May you have a good day, and may God bless you as you contemplate upon today's study. Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.